from KQED.
Since the 1970s, the Los Angeles band Sparks has swept through a succession of musical trends and genres while seeing its own inventively quirky brand of pop described as an influence by icons ranging from Kurt Cobain to Def Leppard, even Sir Paul McCartney. The California Report's pop music critic Steve Hockman has a review of New Music for Amnesiacs, a new box set highlighting the band's long career.
When I mention the band Sparks, what comes to mind? The music or the look? For four decades, brothers Russell and Ron Mayall have struck a distinctively odd couple stance. Singer Russell with the curly hair and boyish visage to go with his comically operatic falsetto, alongside composer-keyboardist Ron, sporting 20s-era slick back hair, round specs, and creepy mustache to go with the mordant humor of the music. And when you add in the Mayall's penchant for witty songs with winky titles, Angst in My Pants, Barbecuey, Eaten by the Monster of Love, that sort of thing, there might have been a tendency to dismiss them as a novelty act. But New Music for Amnesiacs, a box set with 82 career-spanning songs, does away with any trace of that notion. Of course, the very fact that they've lasted this long is novel in itself. Sibling acts are notoriously flammable. They seem to spoof that peril in This Town Ain't Big Enough for Both of Us all the way back in 1974. It was their breakthrough hit in England where they landed after failing to make a name in their hometown of Los Angeles. In glam mad London, land of David Bowie, T-Rex, and Roxy Music, they became the toast of that town. The song is quintessential Sparks. Helium-powered Gilbert and Sullivan-esque tableaus replete with punny wordplay, comical character conflicts, and more than a little sinister undercurrent. But picking a typical Sparks song is a bit trickier. The box traces their arc through various phases and various scenes. Though through it all, the Mayalls remained willfully oddball outsiders. After a prodigal return to L.A., 1979's number one song in Heaven, a collaboration with German electronic producer Giorgio Moroder, made the Mayalls unlikely dance floor mavens. Cool Places, featuring Jane Wiedlin of the Go-Go's, put them in heavy MTV rotation. But it's many of the non-hits that make the strongest case for a legacy. Beneath the wit, a real sentimental streak can be found, as heard in 1994's When Do I Get to Sing My Way? And then there's the fact that some of the most inventive music, the most startling creativity in Sparks' career, has come in an ongoing long-tail run as a truly indie act after the hits stop happening. The 2000s brought us the albums Little Beethoven, Hello Young Lovers, and Exotic Creatures of the Deep, plus the radio musical The Seduction of Ingmar Bergman, all crammed with rich invention and depth that fits in no category. But then Sparks, no matter what genres the brothers may have been associated with, never did fit. That's a big part of why New Music for Amnesiacs, be you amnesiac or not, sounds eternally new.
Steve Hockman is a Los Angeles-based writer who covers pop music for the California Report. He reviewed the new box set, New Music for Amnesiacs, by Sparks.